Last but not least.
Least but not last.
Drum roll.
Yes.
The EO's report.
Yep. Item 20, the executive officer's report. I want to mention a few things. We met, let's see, Harvey and I met with the Pajaro Sunny Mesa folks regarding their desal proposal up in Moss Landing. It was Harvey and who do we have with us?
Peter.
Thank you. Peter Von Langen of our staff. And we met with three reps from Pajaro Sunny Mesa. They're in a bit of a competition with CalAm on this desal project, and that'll be coming before the board once they're going to run a pilot project, as is CalAm, and then they'll have the full-scale project, and so those will be before the board as far as permit action coming up. We've been working with the sanctuary, the Monterey Bay Sanctuary, regarding a revision of the memorandum of agreement. It's a multi-agency. It's not just us, but it's the State Board, Coastal Commission, EPA, Sanctuary, a couple others, I think. It's an agreement that we've had since 93, basically since the inception of the sanctuary. And this is just an update because things have changed in the last 13 years or so. So mostly Lori and Harvey and I have been working with the sanctuary and with Region 2 and the State Board staff in terms of getting the procedures right. And the sanctuary was interested in some changes, and basically what we're trying to do is make sure that we can provide the information the sanctuary is looking for, but in a way that's melded in with our processes as much as possible, so that we're not creating new reports if we can avoid that. Just using existing methods. Well, let's see. Michael already talked about meeting with the Water Education Foundation. And I already mentioned a couple other meetings here. We have a meeting coming up in the Salinas area, and this has to do with, again, the sanctuary is organizing this meeting. It's related to agriculture in particular. And I've contacted most of you by email about the potential for this meeting. We just heard in the last couple days that it seems to be, first it was scheduled for an earlier date and it was postponed. The date that we have now is Wednesday, April 12th, beginning at around 8 o'clock and ending around 3, somewhere in the Salinas area. They're still working on the details. We're going to meet, and I'm planning on going to this as well. We're going to meet at the initial location. There'll be some discussion to kind of set the stage. The message I got is the main focus is on what it takes to get agricultural water quality management practices on the ground. That is the role of education and technical assistance, how the ag waiver was developed. And, of course, we know that, but the main audience that the sanctuary is trying to target is the state board members. And I think this comes out of some hard feelings from this discussion that we've heard about at previous meetings about the language and the grant applications, and you know that's caused UC to say we won't be able to accept any more grants, and the RCDs to say the same thing. So I think that's really the genesis of this, a little bit related to the whole GPS reporting requirement as well.
Is the sanctuary a recipient of these grants, or?
No, but I think the sanctuary is acting as kind of a clearinghouse on the issue.
Okay.
Because the RCDs will be there, somebody from UC Extension will be there. And let's see, what else here? How the program is designed to promote implementation, provide feedback through monitoring, etc. That is the ag conditioned ag waiver. And then they want to go to about three ag operations to kind of show the on-the-ground best management practices and how that's done. And there will be lunch. So, I don't have the specific location yet. I did hear from Daniel Press that he was interested in attending if the date worked out okay. And both Les and Monica, you were both interested in attending, again, if your schedule allowed for it. Gary, you said you were interested in attending. And Russ, I know you're interested, depending on whether you can get away.
If we have five, really don't we have
Yeah, I just need to know a couple of weeks in advance.
Yes, and...
Well, I think it's important, as many of us are there, we can see those demonstration projects that would be an advantage for us, but...
Yeah, if there's any chance that there are going to be five board members there, we'll just send out a notice, and if three or four show up, it's no big deal.
No, as long as you notice it, then...
Yeah.
I imagine John might be there as well.
Yeah, I can't remember if he said anything about the April 12th date. So that's that one.
Is it April 12th or 13th?
April 12th, Wednesday, April 12th. And again, we're not organizing this. It's a sanctuary, so...
But we're just waiting for the finalization.
Yeah. And then coming up, you were just talking about not knowing what's coming up on our agendas. I did want to mention a couple of big items that are coming up. Of course, we know that the Morro Bay Cayucas item is continued. We're looking at May 11th, hopefully, for that one. That's also the date of the Monterey Regional Stormwater Management Plan. If we progress down the road satisfactorily, and we're going to know that within the next week or so, because we met with the Monterey Regional Swampers for a two-day workshop, and Michael and a couple other staff went up for that, and it was a good session, made a lot of progress. That was with NRDC and the Monterey Regional folks, and now the plan is to get back together and try to document those changes that we hope were where everyone's in agreement. And that date of that meeting is coming up here
next week.
So we should know by then, you know, after that meeting, whether we're a go for May 11th or not. To have both of those, both Morro Bay and Cayucas and Monterey Regional Swamp, on the 11th would not be very doable unless the Morro Bay item is simmered down and all the parties are holding hands and singing Kumbaya, as board member Shellcross might. It's always gone. let's see. We're going to be looking at June for the offsite meeting. We're looking at June 8th. June 8th, if you can make a note. That I polled all of you, and that was the date that seemed to work best for everybody. I mentioned the Water Quality Coordinating Committee, April 24th, 25th.
And I may have a problem.
That's a Monday, Tuesday.
Attending.
Both
those days, you know, the chairs have a monthly telephone conference with TAM. It's usually the first Monday of the month at 5 o'clock. And TAM did ask us what days, you know, we preferred, and at least I and Jack Minen from the San Diego region had said, don't have both of them on weekdays. You know, try to have one on a Sunday or a Saturday, just because it kills two work days. And she said, okay, you know, we'll take that into consideration. And lo and behold, out comes, you know, Monday and a Tuesday. So
even at the last WQCC, that was voiced very loudly, that most of us preferred not to have it on Monday and Tuesday, because we most of us have an occupation, that Friday and Saturday would be better.
Right.
For everybody, our participation. What they do, they come back on Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
And I don't know if that happens, that most state water board members leave on Thursday afternoon to go home on Friday and Saturday.
Well, I'm going to ask her why. What's that?
He's looking for the comment again.
Okay.
And I'm not going to be able to make it on the 24th or 25th either, because I've got family wedding going on. Okay. Michael Thomas did volunteer to substitute for me, though. And remember from our previous item that we were asked to give a presentation at the WQCC. Okay.
You're going for the presentation.
Probably.
On the budget, the statewide budget, April 3rd, the state regional board budget will be before the Senate, and then April 19th before the Assembly, then back to the Senate again. And I think it's back to the Senate again because it's tied in with the bond stuff. That's on May 1st. The word that we get from state board staff is that we're kind of low on the radar screen in terms of issues with our budget so far. And
is that good?
No, state and regional boards. Well, it's good from the standpoint of that the Senate and the Assembly don't have a bunch of big problems with the job that we're doing. I guess it's bad from the standpoint that for the giant bond proposal, there really isn't much of anything in there for water quality. There's a bunch of water stuff, but it's related to levees and, you know, that kind of stuff. And as far as our current budget, we're looking at about a 5% under expenditure at the rate we're currently going through February. But as we saw at the start of the meeting, we have several new staff, so we're thinking we're going to be pretty close to being on target for our budget. And that's all I have to report, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Briggs, I've been looking at the last several executive office report. What's happening with Arana Gulch and Frisbee Park?
Let's see. I think the main thing that's put with the Frisbee Park or Arana Gulch.
Well, it's obvious to me that there's some erosion being caused by that. That's going into the Arana Gulch, which ends up in Santa Cruz Harbor.
Yeah. And the main thing that's going on with Arana Gulch in general is that with the board's enforcement action against the city for the big golf course, there's a supplemental environmental project which was coordinated with Bobby Haver in terms of what the highest priority project was that she saw for the watershed. So I believe that's going forward. And did you want to add something in terms of the Frisbee
right.
course?
Peter Van Langen was out inspecting the disc golf course, and he said it's much improved. The city's blocked off a couple of the holes to let it to recover, and they've done some other measures to improve it quite a bit, and it'll be a much better situation by the time the rainy season's over and it gets some vegetation established.
It'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
At least they're doing something.
And we keep an eye on it from time to time.
One of the reasons that Peter goes up there is because we have a lot of issues that we're dealing with, that is complaints about the harbor dredging, which of course is related to sediment coming down the watershed in part. And those complaints about the dredging really have to do with hydrogen sulfide emissions from the decaying kelp and whatnot. It's really an air issue. And so we're, in a lot of respects, we're deferring to the Air Pollution Control District and Ed Kendig up there. And Peter are in pretty constant contact with complaints that we're both receiving. And then there's some question about whether there's a pump station nearby, which is a wastewater issue, which is also in our ballpark, is contributing to the problem at times. But that's one of the reasons that Peter has been up there, is to check on that as well.
Okay. I'll ask the question again in a couple of months.
Okie doke. Making right. progress.
Okay. Are we ready to close the... Oh, Dr. Hunter.
Yeah, I have a comment that I would just like to make, not regarding the EOS report.
Should I put my glasses on?
No. Just take a minute. I just want to say a few words on public comment.
Right.
And what I'd like to do is remind members of the public that comments are most helpful to us when they focus on the issues and when they help to bring information to the process that helps us to make better decisions, better informed decisions. Comments about individuals, especially derogatory comments, are not helpful to us at all. And I consider them a waste of time for the staff as well as for this board in these processes. In the year I've been on this panel, Chairman Young, you have maintained a very high standard in the way these hearings are conducted and in the manner in which these issues are discussed, and I respect that effort, and I hope others will too. Today we received comments in writing and both at the board that contained some derogatory comments about an individual, and I would hope that we don't see that kind of effort coming forward, especially considering that this matter isn't closed. And I want to see that the processes that we work so hard to establish a professional and really focused on facts and information, that we ask people to consider that and respect that effort.
And you're referring to Joyce Albright's?
Was that yes, really? I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very distressing to me. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, this is televised, so hopefully that word will get out. Those are good points to make.
All right. Anything else before we close this part of the board meeting and then go into closed session?
Right, we'll go into closed session and then open the doors back up if there's any member of the public who's still here, and then adjourn the meeting.
Okay. All right, so we'll go into closed session right now.
What we're going to be discussing in closed session is substantial exposure to litigation and the collegian item in the closed session agenda.
You're going to do that here, Laurie?